Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, here is the extra episode that I promised for you because of that time when I missed an upload by mistake. Sorry about that. Anyway, it's been snowing in England, just a little, or so I am told. And I've been wearing a t-shirt today, but that's because I'm not in England. I'm in Japan. And the weather has been... Well, yesterday it was quite warm. Today, it was warm. Like, it was 24 degrees. Well, it still is 24 degrees. The day, it's just the morning for me, or afternoon anyway. Yeah, but not just 24 degrees. It's like 24 with very, very strong sun. So if you're sitting in the sunshine, then it feels very warm. And firstly, I went out in like a winter coat. And I was walking to the park, and as I was walking there, I thought, no, this is too hot. So I took my coat off. And I came back to the house, and I brought my coat back. The next time I went out with just like a t-shirt and a jumper, not a jumper, but like a hoodie on. And I'm sitting there on a bench in the park, and I thought, I could probably wear just a hoodie. No, just a hoodie. That would be weird. I could probably wear just a t-shirt. And took my hoodie off, and then I went out with just a t-shirt on. And there's not really anyone wearing just a t-shirt, because it's warm, but it's March. And I think if there's too much cloud, if the sun goes behind a cloud, then I would be very cold. But I'm about a 5-minute walk away from my house, well, not my house, but my wife's. House, I guess, or wife's parents' house, I should say. Yeah, so I'm about 5-minute walk away. So it's if the weather changes, if it goes bad, then I can just walk back and put something warm on. But yeah, I don't think anyone was going to wear a t-shirt out today, just because it could change at any moment. It could go bad very soon. But anyway, it was really nice just sitting outside, and there was a little bit of wind. And it reminded me, like, exactly of, like, an English summer. I think that's about as warm as it gets in an English summer. I mean, sometimes it can get, like, up to 27 or something like that. And that's rare. That is, you know, something going wrong if it gets up to 27. Usually it's about 23, 24, 25, maybe. So, yeah, it really felt like English summer. But we're in March, so this isn't a feeling I'm used to. I mean, if it was July or August, then yeah, that would be normal. But it's March, and it's not even late March. It's early March, so it's a weird feeling for me. It's a new experience, but I really like being outside, and I like it. I like sunny days, so yeah, I was enjoying it very, very much today. Although the morning, the start of this morning was a bit of a weird one. I went to the local convenience store with my wife, and I wanted to try a coffee because they have this coffee machine and you can get these coffees from there. And according to the website, the company's website that owns the convenience store, they're nice. They're nice coffees. So I thought I wouldn't mind trying one of those. And they're pretty cheap anyway, something like £1.50 or less, depending on what you have. So sort of like McDonald's coffee prices. And it's freshly ground. So I thought I'll give it a go, see what it's like. But I've never ordered one before from this place, so I didn't really know what the process was for getting a coffee. So I went to the coffee machine and I looked at it, and it had all these buttons on. And I was studying it for a while, and I was reading, like, at the top it said, like, this is how you make your coffee, I guess. And it said, get a cup from the counter. So I thought, okay, so the first step is I go and ask someone, can I have some coffee, whatever. And then the next step is, you choose your coffee. And so I was looking at them, and I was looking, and I couldn't see the one that I wanted for some reason. I couldn't find the latte. But then I saw there was this, like a sort of menu above it, above the machine, and there was a latte on there. So I thought, okay, maybe you don't use the machine for the latte. Maybe you just ask at the counter, and maybe they make it somewhere else. The other day, we bought an ice cream from the same convenience store, and not like in a package, like that sort of soft ice cream that you have in a cone. And anyway, someone went somewhere like behind the scenes, somewhere deep in the shop, deep inside the shop, and prepared it for us and brought it out. So I thought, maybe the coffee's like that. Maybe the latte. Maybe, the latte is too fancy to be served from the machine or something. I don't know. So I went and asked for a latte. And then she said, fine, yeah, just wait. Wait a little bit, please. And so I waited. And then she came out and she gave me a cup. And it was like a paper cup. And it had milk in. But not all the way. Just half full of milk. And she said, just push the button for your latte. And pointed at the machine. And I was like, oh, okay. So, you just give me a load of milk in a cup and I go and add the coffee myself. That makes sense. So I went over to the coffee machine and I put it in. And I was looking at the buttons. And I saw hot coffee, medium size, M size, which is what I'd purchased. I asked for a medium sized latte, please. And so I just pressed it. And it was filling up with coffee. Very, very good. And then it kept filling with more and more coffee. Then it started coming out over the sides of the cup and spilling all over the machine. And I thought, yeah, actually, it makes sense, really. If you can just buy normal coffees from this machine and I've just been given a cup half filled with milk, then you wouldn't really press the button for hot coffee, would you? Because it's going to give you the exact amount that would fit in the cup. So, but then again, I don't know. I mean, this is Japan, and sometimes they have really interesting technology here. So perhaps you put it in with the milk on and it weighs how heavy it is. And it goes okay, that's 100 grams, so 100 milliliters. And then I only need to put an extra 150 in. That's not impossible. Maybe the machine works that way. I don't know. I've never used it before. So, yeah, I think it was an easy mistake to make. But when I was standing there watching all of this coffee dripping everywhere, I was thinking, yeah, I think I've done something stupid here. And there was a man waiting behind me watching all of this chaos going on. And so it had finished. And the coffee was full. It was full to the very, very top of the cup. And I was trying to move it, But like when you squeeze it a bit, the cup to pick it up, like more coffee comes out. And it was hot and I didn't want to get burnt. So I was like, what do I do? I can't even move this coffee. And so my wife, I think she apologized to the man standing behind us. And then she went and talked to a member of staff and said something about it. And I don't know. But anyway, I felt that I tipped a bit. That's it. I grabbed it. I tipped a bit away because there's like a grill at the bottom of the machine. So the water can sort of like fall through and collect, not water, the coffee can fall through these holes and it collects at the bottom of this machine. I don't know. So I tipped a little bit away, picked it up, moved it to one side, and then I wanted to put like a lid on it to stop it from spilling because it was still really, really full. And my wife grabbed it and started to move away with it. It just started dripping all over the floor. And I thought, why did you do that? You should have let me just put a lid on it. Anyway, she said, take it to the table. So there was this table nearby and I put it on the table and I put my lid on and got sorted out and everything. And then it was safe. The danger was over then. But I think my wife was trying to clean this coffee off from the floor. And the member of staff said, like, oh, no, don't do that. Leave it to me. I'll do it. And that was fine. So, you know, that was the disaster over. And then we got out of the shop. And I was thinking, my wife won't like that. She's going to hate that. And she said to me, like, oh, you can't do things like that in the morning because people are busy and they're rushing and they want to like get to work and stuff. And so I've just done something that like it was holding people up. It was making some people wait. And I thought, well, yeah, that's true. But like I didn't do it on purpose. So what am I supposed to do? And yeah, I did make a mistake at the end of the day. There was a special button on the machine that said cafe latte. And I didn't notice it at first. I don't know why. I think maybe the problem was everything was written in English, apart from this one button. And although I could read it, it's like when I see English, my brain just goes, read the English first, read the English first, read the English first. And then afterwards, yeah, it's, I don't know. Anyway, I didn't read every single button. So yeah, it was my fault. But anyway, she hates things like that, I think. Like being a nuisance in public, a public nuisance. And I don't know, I felt like I'd committed some kind of crime in Japan. Like you really shouldn't do that kind of thing in Japan. But then again, you know, in England, it's not a great thing to do any. I don't think it's a great thing to do in any country. And she was saying, she was sort of saying like, you can't do that in Japan. And I was saying, I don't care if it's Japan. I don't care if it's Africa. I don't care where it is. It was a mistake. There's not much I can do about it. But yeah, so that was the start to my morning. Not the best start to the morning. But at least I've learned something. I've learned that if ever I buy if I was going to buy a cafe latte, then, and I get like a cup with milk in, then press the special button for it. I wish that lady in the shop had said to me like, oh, to get, you just go and press the cafe latte button on that machine over there. And I would have been fine. But I think she said something like, press the button for your cafe latte. And maybe it's got two meanings, like press the button for the cafe latte, you know, like the cafe latte button. But I don't know. Sometimes things get lost in translation, I think. And that was probably an example of them. So maybe she did say press the cafe latte button or whatever it's called. Anyway, that was my morning. I hope you had a much better one. And I hope you didn't spill coffee all over the floor of a convenience store like I did. Until next time, bye-bye.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.